in our service up to this point. We're glad you're here. Those people that are visiting with us, we're glad that you're here with us. And we want you to come back every opportunity that you have. We're always happy to have visitors, and we're thankful that you're here. May God bless us today as we seek to do His precious will. We had the reading from the Scriptures in 1 Samuel chapter 15. Here the Bible says, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." I want this morning to talk about two people. One, King Saul. What kind of man was King Saul? In 1 Samuel chapter 15, we learn something about this man. He is a man that God wants to do something for him. He started out good. Boy, isn't it always good to see somebody active, busy, zealous. That's Saul. He's active, busy, and he's zealous to do the will of God. He was a man that had been chosen to do good work for the Lord. But alas, he doesn't end up that way. He ends up bad. The Bible says, Samuel said, "Hath the Lord his great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than..." To stop right there. What is he saying? God's making a statement. Statement concerning this man. And the Bible says, it's better to obey than sacrifice and to hearken than the fat of rams. And for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. I want you to be impressed with the fact that God says, when you reject my word, you've rejected me. You've shown disrespect and honor to me. But you know, when we go over into the New Testament, there's another man by the name of Saul. He was Saul of Tarsus. He started out bad. Why? The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Saul of Tarsus was an individual who needed words from Ananias. And whenever he was told that Ananias would come to him, and he listened to those words. Saul, King Saul, had words from God. And Saul in the New Testament had words from God. You know, Paul even described himself as one who was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an arrogant man. What changed this man? I'll tell you what changed him. It was the words of God. You want to get a man changed? You can start out good and you get turned off bad if you don't listen to the word of God. You can start out evil. And I can tell you what, if you really listen to the words of the Lord, you can be changed. What a tremendous thing when we go to the word of the Lord. And the Bible tells us that serving God is the only way for us to live. Well, we can't die in Christ if we don't live in Christ. In Galatians 2 and verse 20, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Yes, he did. I suggest to you, my friends, listening to the words of the Lord can be directed, and if we let them direct our lives, there's a happy ending for us. We do not want to end up like King Saul. Our lesson begins at the point where the people actually had been ruled by a judge. His name was Samuel. Samuel was an old man. When you get old, you've got to be replaced. Samuel now had sons, and these sons are not faithful to God. And the people say, "We don't want them to serve us." In 1 Samuel chapter 8, the Bible says, they said to the people, or rather to Samuel, "Give us a king. We want a king. We want a leader. We want somebody that we might be like other nations round about us. And at first, Samuel thought they were rejecting him, but God said, Samuel, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting me. But give them a king. Tell them what the king will require of them. So he yields to them. And Saul is chosen. First, he's anointed by Samuel privately, then later, publicly. I suggest to you, my friends, it's not unusual for God to use gifted people when he has a job to be done. God chose Saul now to become the first king over Israel. Obeying God requires some very difficult stuff sometimes. Let me give you some illustrations. Number one, leaving your homeland. God told Abram to get up and leave thy country and go into a country that I will show you. I'll be with you. I'll bless you. But get up and go. That's not easy. Tough stuff. Genesis chapter 12. Saul now is being told by God to go out and kill the Amalekites. Kill everything they have. Destroy it all. It's not easy. It can be done. Abraham was even told to take Isaac in Genesis chapter 22 and offer Isaac as a sacrifice to the Lord. And Abraham was ready to do it. It's not an easy thing. It's tough. And you know what? When Jesus came to the earth, he came for the purpose of dying so you and I could be saved from sins. In Romans 5:8-9, God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. It wasn't easy. Three times Christ prayed and he said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. It wasn't easy to go to that cross, suffer some 6 hours, and be put to death as Christ was. It was not easy for Joseph to take Mary, who now is with child. You remember how that he had to get a revelation from God in Matthew 1 and verse 21. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. He was told then, Joseph, you are to take Mary as your wife, even though she is with child. I want to tell you something, my friends. Your duty and my duty and our responsibility. It's not an easy thing that they'll go out here and disciple the world. We've got all kinds of obstacles today. People make fun of God, make fun of those who are faithful to God. And yet Jesus said in Matthew 28, beginning in verse 18, all power hath been given to me on heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. It's what God wants. Obeying God sometimes is tough. But I want to tell you what, it's the right thing to do. It's the only thing to do. Here was a man, a young man, King Saul. Well, the Bible describes him. He comes from a family that is very influential. He's a wealthy family, evidently. He comes as an individual that is very impressive to the Israelites. As a matter of fact, he stood a head taller than anyone else. And from his shoulder and up, higher than any of the people that saw. Why, he assumed the leadership of Israel. And I'll tell you what you can take and read and study the Bible. You'll find out one thing about him. He demonstrated his power. He was a good leader. He was a good general. And when he came to the enemies of God, and God would send him to different ones, I'll tell you what Saul was able to do. He was able to conquer them. Yep, if you were an enemy of God, you were dead when it came to God's commission for him to kill and remove them. He fought against and was victorious. And this is so interesting. The Moabites, the Ammonites, and the Edomites, the kings of Zobah, the great enemies of the Philistines. And Saul was a fighting king, and wherever he turned, he inflicted punishment on Israel's enemies. You find it all kind of put together in 1 Samuel chapter 14, verses 47 and 48. So Saul took the kingdom over Israel and fought against all of his enemies on every side, against Moab, against the children of Ammon, against Edom, and against the kings of Zobah, and against the Philistines. And whithersoever he turned himself, he vexed them. He killed them. He was a leader. Dynamite. He gathered the host and smote the Amalekites and delivered Israel out of the hands of them that spoiled them. And now God has a job for Saul. And that job is to go down to the Amalekites and kill every one of them. That wouldn't be hard for him to do. Look what he's been doing. I suggest to you, my friends, God tells him why. God said, I witnessed what the Amalekites did to the Israelites when they opposed them along the way as they were coming out of Egypt. Now go and attack the Amalekites and completely destroy everything you have. Do not spare them. Kill men and women, children, infants, oxen and sheep, camels and donkeys. And he was the man to send. He was a destroyer. Simple. He'd done it many times to the enemies of God. But you know what? He didn't listen to what God said. What did God tell him? God told him to destroy every one of them. He didn't do that. And I'll tell you what, when you don't pay attention to what God tells you to do, nothing else matters. Because you see, hath the Lord his great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord. To obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken than the fat of rams. Better than. Saul miserably messed up. And he's rejected from being. We need to always remember that obedience to God is what God requires. It's a great lesson, simple. Nothing more, nothing less. Add not to his words, change nothing. Behave right, do right. Whenever you're wrong, get right. I remember A.C. Grider. He was in a debate, and we were sitting there listening to him as he was debating. And one of the debaters said, you know what? You can't put very much trust in A.C. Grider. He changes all the time. And I never will forget that great man of God sitting there. When he got up to speak, I never will forget hearing in my own ears when he said, yes, I'm a man. I'll change every time the moon changes if I'm wrong to change into doing what's right. If we could get people with that attitude, changing, doing what's right when we're wrong. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And God said in Micah chapter 6, what shall I bring before the Lord when I come to bow before God on high? Should I come before him with burnt offerings with year, O calves? Would the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000 streams of oil? Should I give my firstborn for my transgression, the child of my body for my own sins? Is this what God wants? And the answer, he has told you, men, what is good and what is the Lord requires of you only to act justly, to love faithfulness, and to walk humbly with your God. Are we willing to listen to God? Let's consider. Paul was talking to Timothy. He said, Timothy, you be an example of the believers in speech, in your conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. God wants something done. And through Paul to Timothy, Practice these things. Give yourself attention to public reading, exhortation, teaching. Be committed to them so that your progress may be evident to all. Be conscientious about yourself and your teaching. Persevere in these things. For by doing this, you will save both yourself and your hearers. God wants you to do the same. He wants me to do the same. Let's use some illustrations. Obedience is better than cursing and bad language. And boy, we hear a lot of that today. The Bible clearly tells us that every word you speak, you're going to give an account to God. Matthew 12, 36 and 37. When you hear your children speak a bad word, what do? You better correct them. But if you're using the same thing, where are they hearing it? They're hearing it from you. Cursing. Some people get to using filthy, dirty, vulgar language, and they use that over and over in the presence of everybody. What's wrong? I suggest to you, my friends, that God says every idle word that you speak, that you're going to have to give an account unto God. I'm going to have to, you are too, for by your words you will be justified. By your words you shall be condemned. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it might minister unto the grace hearers. What's better than God's way of speaking words and language? Good, healthy, wholesome language. Our country needs it, but more important, our people need it. You see, there's not anything better than just speaking the language you know that God is well pleased with. Obedience is better than drinking wine. The Bible tells us clearly that, just think, drinking one glass of beer and then finally you get more. How many people last night got drunk and got out on this highway? And today people are dead because they were drunk. And they ran into them and killed them, maybe even killed themselves. Wine is a mocker, God says. Are you listening? Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs chapter 20 and verse 1. What one drunkard can do, I can tell you from a family experience. One man under the wheel killed my wife's sister, her husband, and a six-month-old little baby. All just one act. Somebody said, not anything wrong with drinking. Well, you'll never get drunk if you just don't drink. What is God saying? God says it's better to do what? To obey me than wine, drunkenness that is prevalent so much. But will we ever listen to God? Obedience to God is better than getting on drugs. I know for medicine, yes, many have to take it. But I'm saying for those people who get a thrill out of it, who want it more and more to change their minds, they start out first not, and they're saying, I won't take it. And yet, after a little while, because they get depressed, they begin to take it, and they get over and over, more and more, and pretty soon they're addicted. How many of us have families who are having to struggle with children who have done what? Not listen to God, but they're taking their drugs, and some of them even take it to their own death. What about immodesty? Obedience is better than obedience to God, doing what God says. Start out making your dress correct, modest. You start wearing the dress shorter, then all of a sudden it's tighter. You find yourself dressing in a manner to want to, what? Not pleasing to God, to please the world. Don't let worldliness be more important to you than godliness. If you start out good and continue dressing accordingly, you won't ever have to worry about displeasing God. Listen, He tells you. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly raiment. But, there it is. Listen to God. But which becometh women professing godliness with good works. You see, God's giving you the answer. Listen to Him. Obedience is better than stealing. Wouldn't it be terrible to be an individual that people would be afraid for you even be in their home because they're afraid that you'd be stealing something? Friend, just think people sometimes couldn't even, well, they wouldn't trust you. Some are put in jail. So much of their life spent in jail. Overdoing what? Just not doing what God told them. The Bible says, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. There's the answer to it. Where does it come from? From God. What is it? It's the words of the Lord. What are the words of the Lord to all of us? It's better to do what God says, because obedience is better than stealing. Being unfaithful. People sometimes miss 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 services. Don't think anything about it. Why? When God so clearly teaches us in Hebrews 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. You and I have an appointment with God. God said so. On the first day of the week, let every one of you do what? Come together. In that gathering together upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread, to give upon the first day of the week. Look upon the appointment as an appointment with God and keep it when you can. I realize there are some people that get sick or they're unable to be there, but don't let that be a habit. Don't persist in that. Yes, I say to you this morning, Saul was a great king for a while. So long as he listened to God and God's words, we're great people. We can do God's will so long as we do it God's way, so long as we live God's way. But the end of King Saul is not the end that we want. Started out good, ended up bad. Even to the point of despair when he saw all three of his sons lying dead. What did he want? He asked his armor bearer, kill me. And the armor bearer would not. So Saul fell on his own sword and died the same day that his three sons all died together. 1 Samuel 31:1-6. The end. Started out so good, ended up so bad, committing suicide. Obedience is better than anything. When God says for us to do something, may God help us to do it. Many Christians won't take the time to read the Bible. Those that do, they read it, but don't obey it. Hebrews 5:8-9. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things that he suffered and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. God will forgive us. But there are people that won't even turn to him for forgiveness. They'll miss services, they'll drink, they'll do all kinds of things, but they never will get their life right with God. What was wrong with King Saul? He made that terrible one big mistake, and that was he wouldn't listen to what God says. God says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Yes, obedience is better than anything. I had something that happened to me the other day here at O'Neill. As we know, we're looking forward to my coming. And one of the little, I'll tell you who she was, Abby. She came over to me when I was standing there in the back, And she looked up at me like this, and she said to me, "Brother Guy, when the new preacher comes, will you still be standing back here with us?" I hugged her and said, "Yes, and we'll get him to stand there with us too. How about that?" They're looking to us. They need us, and we need them. Starting out good, end up good. God's not willing that any single one of us perish, but if only King Saul would have changed, and he could have, but he didn't. Don't let that happen to you. If you're not even in the kingdom of God, then today do something about it by being baptized into Christ. And if you're here this morning and you haven't lived faithfully, don't end up that way. End up faithfully. Ask God to forgive you and let us pray with you and for you. Yes, He loves us and cares for us. But remember, it's better to obey than sacrifice, to hearken than the fat of rams. Jesus Christ is inviting you to come to Him. We'll help you. We'll encourage you. Won't you come to and obey Him right now while together we stand?